God, I don't think I've been this full of pork in my whole life.
Life's not like flat, and you've done all you can. You may need a new plan. Call the helpful snowman. He'll tell you what to do. If your life's tattooed of gold, he will make you brand new. If you don't like it, fuck you.
Welcome back, everybody. Back for another one. Well, it's just me this time, and you. Me and you. That's a cut from Lucero's new album, which is coming out March 13th, Women and Work. Get it. Also, they're coming to Colorado at the end of March, and I'm going to both of their Denver shows. You should come with me to at least once, I'm telling you. Oh, God. I had too much pork today. I'm not drunk yet. Something's wrong. My eyes are looking real watery today, I noticed in the mirror. And I think that it makes people feel bad for you, but then they do things to try and help you. The places I go that don't help that much. You know, I went to a coffee place and she's like, do you want an extra hit or an extra shot in your thing? And I was like, sure. And then, you know, my heart was racing. Then they, I went to a barbecue place and got two pulled pork sandwiches, which normally they're pretty small. They're like a small hamburger or a slider maybe. And these things were so packed full of pork, and I think it's because the lady felt bad. She dropped something on her shirt, that some kind of liquid, and she was wearing a gray shirt, you know, so it was real dark and noticeable, and it was right where I would imagine her nipple would be. So it looked like her nipple was just leaking juice into her shirt. Excuse me. But Lucero, let's talk about it. You guys should come to one of the shows or the other, I'm telling you. I've had some good Lucero times. I went once, I think I've probably seen him 6 or 7 times, maybe. One time I went and I forgot my ID at home. The minute we arrived, and it was about an hour away or so, I was like, son of a bitch, I forgot my ID. You know, I was 27. But, you know, I'm not the oldest looking guy. Certainly 21, but not by a shitload. You know, when they have those signs that say, oh, if you're lucky enough to look under 40, expect to get carded. And I expect to get carded. So I had to talk to the door guy, who was basically seemed to be a guy who they wouldn't have on Breaking Bad because he was too much like a real meth head. You know, and he would bring down the show. He'd bring down the normal upper feeling of the show if he was on there. And I had to go through him and talk to the manager, and then basically, and the manager comes out, and I'm expecting a tattooed biker or something like that. And it turns out to be a girl who looked like she was 10, you know, and she had nerd glasses on, and she was probably a foot and a half shorter than I was. And then I had to beg this woman, like, you know, I remember saying, like, oh, listen, I forgot my ID. I don't need to drink. I'm not a troublemaker. One of those things is not true, and I'll let you guess which one. And then she had me, you know, get the X's on my hands, so I looked like a straight-edge kid, and then I did get to see the show. Another opposite sort of time was probably one of the drunkest times of my entire life. We went to a show, I don't really remember everything that happened, but I was wasted to the point where, I guess during the show, you know, I was dancing when there was no songs happening. The in-between song banter was musical enough for me, despite me not being a big dancer. After the show got out, I almost got in a fight at the burrito truck for no fucking reason. Then I remember trying to Dukes of Hazzard slide across the hood of my girlfriend's brand new car, and I broke off the license plate container rim thing. And then the next thing I remember, I woke up and I was standing in a parking lot smoking a cigarette. And I panicked because I thought I was still at the gas station where I purchased the cigarettes. And I remember buying cigarettes and a red Gatorade because I was like, well, if I drink this Gatorade, I'll feel fine, you know, even though I wasn't even... If I'm so drunk that I think a red Gatorade's going to fix me, then I'm way too fucking drunk for a red Gatorade to fix me. Let's put it that way. My girlfriend kindly drove. It was a few of us, and she drove us all home and then took me to her house. And we were getting in her bed, and I didn't even remember this part, but she said we were going to bed, and I was just passed out, you know, just turned into a lump that's part of the bed. And she said, okay, you know, good night. And she said something like... No, I said, hey, do you love me? And she said, yes. And I said, good. And then passed out. No, I love you back or anything like that. Probably the worst in terms of drunkenness at a concert. If you want to really push the limits of your personal body, here's what I recommend. You just line up 3 shots of whiskey in a row, and at the end of that row is a full cup of coffee. And you just do shot, 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 and then you slam the cup of coffee. This is kind of the recipe I came up with because I'd just gotten off work and I wasn't real feeling up to a concert. So I thought that's what I would do. And we went to a family-ish restaurant before the show, and it was one of those things where I really had to take a piss, but I didn't want to get up because I knew... Everyone was going to know I was wasted because as I walked to the bathroom, you know, I was touching each table for balance. Someone's got fucking a nacho plate on their table and my hand's right by it. And I have to pretend like, oh, I just, you know, almost stepped on a mouse and that threw me off balance. Not that my life is completely falling apart. It was 6 p.m., you know, to be that wasted at 6 p.m., people get concerned. That was another one I was dancing around, but that was a good show too. Beer-wise... Tonight's show is brought to us by Schlitz, a 1960s formula. This is the beer that made Milwaukee famous. We all know how famous Milwaukee is for, you know, being mentioned in Wayne's World, I guess. Something I have to say you notice when you open a bottle of Schlitz is normally when you open a beer bottle, it has a distinct deep space depressurization kind of sound, like a chsh, you know, which tells you you've accomplished something, and it's kind of a signal that it's kind of like the sound that makes you think everything's going to be all right. Schlitz doesn't, you know, mess about with that kind of gaudy sound effect shit. You open it and it's dead silent. So it is good if you're trying to secretly drink, I think, on the sly, because no one's going to hear across, you know, you hear that distinct chsh across the house, you're in trouble. But Schlitz, man, you just put them in the fucking toilet tank and open them up while you're taking a crap. You don't need any kind of help hiding the sound. I don't know how important is the foam of the beer. Is that an important part of the beer? I had a dinner with some people, and one of the guys, this asshole, told me about, you know, all about beers, and he knew everything about beers, you know, and he told me this beer he had was the best beer. And then I ended up having it a couple weeks later, and it was so fucking foamy, man. It was half foam. It was fine, but it seemed like a lot of foam. You know, you get a Stella, and sometimes they'll scrape some of the foam off with a credit card, so it's like, does the foam signify something, but you don't actually want the foam? I don't know what's going on with that. I say the guy, too, was an asshole because, I mean, I'm not trying to be too judgmental. Yeah, I am judgmental. Fuck that guy. He went to college on a rodeo scholarship, which is fine, and then he got all uppity because I kept asking him questions about it. You know, like, what does that mean? What is a rodeo scholarship? What the fuck? How does that happen? Who do you bring your own horse? Do you ride a selection of horses? Is that horses or bulls or both? Are there sheep involved? Do you have to? What do you provide and what are you provided? Is there a rodeo clown scholar? I mean, there's 100 million questions. And he got all pissed off, which I didn't appreciate because fuck that, man. If you go to college on rodeo scholarship, expect questions, okay? And also, I went to a comedy show this weekend. That was nice. We were at the Denver Improv, which I discovered is where all the black people in Denver are. I had always thought in Colorado there were like 10 black people, but they've all been at the Denver Improv, which I find especially weird because the Denver Improv is across from my favorite restaurant I've never been to, which is Toby Keith's I Heart Huckabee's American Fuckfest Cafe or something like that. It really is. It's called, you know, it's got a neon sign and it says like Toby Keith's I, and then it's got a heart, this restaurant, bar and grill, diner. It's real. Look it up. It's something like that. It's the weirdest fucking thing I've ever seen. Why Toby Keith? I don't even really trust him with music, let alone something I'm going to put into other holes of my body, such as food. You know, why not? He could just make an anal suppository for hemorrhoids, too. Toby Keith, I hate these fucking hemorrhoids like a bastard, almost as bad as I hate, you know, brownpeople.com. I looked up some reviews of it, too, because I thought maybe we should go there, which we didn't. But I thought I'd like to go there sometime. I wonder if the food's good. Because I'm up for, you know, biscuits and that kind of shit, if that's what it is. I don't know, cornbread? Is that an option? So I looked up some Yelp reviews, and most of the reviews seem to be concerned with the attire of the waitresses, which is stupid, because who gives a shit? I mean, it was, you know, either people saying it's too skimpy or saying nothing at all, really. I just don't really care. I don't like... Here's the thing. I've never been to a Hooters, right? But I don't like the idea of it because I don't like paying for nudity. And you are paying for nudity because, you know, a beer at Hooters costs more than a beer at an equivalent like a Red Robin or a TGI Fridays. Sorry, I had to take a spider corpse off of my drapes. The studio really comes alive if you do the show the right way, huh? I don't like paying for nudity in the food. So Hooters is going to cost you more than a TGI Fridays, right? And I assume Toby Keith's All-Star American Team Baseball, yahoo.com, / fuck Arabs is going to be even more expensive than, you know, a TGI Fridays. So I don't like that idea. I'm not into it. The other thing is, what am I going to do with, like, half a boner? If I have half a boner at home while I'm eating biscuits for breakfast and I'm in my fucking pajama pants, which are really just sweats that I used to wear outdoors but decided they got too blue out in the crotch area to wear in public anymore because I was sitting on a machine at the gym and looked across and was like, I can see they're not just gray anymore. There's a vague pink shade underneath the gray that I know is my skin of my inner thighs. This is going to have to stop. So, if I'm doing that at home, have a half a boner in those pants while I'm eating breakfast biscuits that are just, you know, a biscuit sandwich that I put in the fridge from the night before and then had to throw away the innards, that's fine. That's a boner that I have experience handling, okay? But at the restaurant, I don't need it. I just don't need it. I also got a letter today. A couple letters. I got one letter from the University of Oregon. I'll read it to you really quickly. Dear Mr. Dirk, thank you for your interest in the position of undergraduate services librarian at the University of Oregon. After reviewing your application, the search committee has determined that your qualifications, while admirable... Does that mean I'm an admiral? Okay. Do not match the requirements of the position as closely as do those of applicants to be given final consideration. Paragraph. Oregon law requires that we keep your application on file as part of the record. Paragraph. Again, thank you for your interest in the University of Oregon. Best wishes in your future endeavors. Sincerely, Lane Stambaugh. which is interesting. That's one letter off from Lane Stumbaugh, which is, you know, five letters off from Alec Stumbaugh. So maybe they're related. If he was here, I would ask him. What's funny about this letter is I honestly have no memory of applying for this job whatsoever. I don't know what the job was other than what it says here. I don't know how unqualified I was, but probably pretty unqualified, right? Let's be serious. It's in Eugene's, Oregon. No, Eugene's. So I thought about writing this person back to say, you know what, thanks for the letter. To be honest, I think I may have filled this out as sort of a, I don't want to call it a revenge application, but a, hey, my girlfriend broke up with me, I'll show her that I've got the world by the tail application. You know, so when I'm the position of undergraduate services librarian at the University of Oregon in Eugene, she's going to know she made a mistake, you know? It's going to be pretty clear that someone should have thought it out a little more carefully before hitting the dump button, if you get me. So, thanks, Lane Stumbaugh. But actually, I won't be taking your job because, you know, I'm over the relationship, so I'm also over the revenge. I also got a Shopper's Voice Consumer Product Survey of America. Now, this is like a fucking 8-page booklet where I can fill out the stuff that I like to buy. And supposedly you could win like $10,000. I don't think I'm going to win. However, I would like to take this opportunity to fill it out and completely ruin their data because this is insane. You know, and it's like, which products do you buy for home cleaning in Scott Brands? What about cooking? Food products. Do you buy Chef Boyardee? Oh boy, I'm going to check the box for 3 or more times per month. Ugh, Chef Boyardee. Splenda. Who's buying Splenda at home? They make it in little packets so you can take it from the restaurant. That's the whole kind. Do you buy Blue? What is Blue Buffalo? I don't even know what half of this shit is. So I think everything that I don't know, I'm going to say that I buy. And everything that I do know, I will say I don't buy. That would be a great plan. Oh, I buy Yankee all the time. Yankee candles. I use that the most often. But all these other candles I've also used in the past 12 months. You know, stuff like that. Or how often do you use coupons? Who is using coupons, paper coupons still? You're insane. I don't know why you're printing off a piece of paper. But stop it. When I get, you know, I almost burst into tears every time I'm at the store and I see someone bust out one of those fucking things. Let me see one more thing here. You know what? I had one more thing, but I've got a power hour already. So I think we're going to just move right on to that. And we'll save this for later. But thanks for listening again today. You know, we can just start with, if I can just start these shows with 20 minutes of my problems, that makes me ready to help other people with their problems. So here's how this works. I basically have 60 pre-recorded questions that will be read for you by my tranny voiced helper. And so each question gets 1 minute worth of time. Whatever the reading takes subtracts from the minute, and then I have the remaining minute to answer the question. So if it's a 15-second reading, then I have 45 seconds to answer the question. You'll hear a bell, and then the next question begins. This happens the entire hour. Meanwhile, I'm getting shit-faced, because I think my advice gets better. Also, I think Schlitz maybe got its name because it's like, then you can tell how drunk somebody is. Because try to say the word Schlitz when you're completely drunk and completely sober, it's a very different sort of thing. Okay, yeah, you can tell I'm already well on my way. So I'm going to cue up some music here for the background. If anyone from Lucero is listening, possibly Brian Venable, I apologize if I'm using your music against your wishes. I just want to spread the love, and I want everyone to come see them when they're in Colorado at the end of March. I believe it's like the last 2 days in March, they're in Denver, and April 1st, they're in Colorado Springs, and the Thursday before the Denver shows, they're in Fort Collins. So Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Fort Collins, Denver, Denver, Colorado Springs. Let's go to the fucking Denver shows together, all right? All right.
Dear Snowman, how do I tell my mother I'm not a virgin? I'm a teenage girl and my mother is crazy, so if I tell her I'm not a virgin, she's going to come up with some psycho punishment. I want to tell her before she somehow finds out, but because she's very sneaky, I know she's going to be disappointed, but I just want to get this off my chest. From Audrey.
That's a tough one, Audrey, because it sounds like your mom's a real bitch. I would recommend buying a program. This is probably available at your local art called Print Shop, or possibly Print Shop Deluxe if you're willing to spend, you know, $3.99 instead of $2.99. Here's what you do. You make a big ass banner, you hang it over the front door, you say, "Mom, I done got fucked." You print that out in an extremely blocky pixelated font, and try and find out what your mom's favorite font is. That'll make it real personal for her. And go from there.
Dear Snowman, I'm having boy troubles. I've been going out with this guy for 3 days. The problem is I don't know if I really like him anymore. I did, but now I'm not sure. I don't think I really want a boyfriend anymore, but when I don't have one, I want one. But I don't want to be mean and break up with him. What do you think I should do? From Alexa.
Ah, this is the classic problem. Whenever you have a boyfriend, when I have a boyfriend, I'm always seeing these other guys that I think, wouldn't it be nice to just fall asleep in that guy's arms? Doesn't it seem like riding a fucking Ferris wheel with that guy and eating off a cotton candy would really fulfill my dreams? Doesn't it just seem like there are so many guys to fuck and to be fucked by out there that I'm limiting myself to just one? But let me tell you, as soon as you get rid of that guy, all those other guys disappear. So, I don't know. If it's better than a five, I say stick with it.
Dear Snowman, what are things that boyfriends and girlfriends can talk about except their feelings and stuff? From Sonia.
Well, that just depends how far along in the relationship you are. If it's the first couple dates, literally anything. Anything on the planet is open game. And you can just ask questions. You can go on just questions for like five dates. You know what I mean? What's your family like? Oh, are you guys tight? Oh, where do you go on vacation? What do you like to eat? Oh, tell. And then you start to get, though, to the questions that scrape the barrel of like, oh, tell me about your feelings. Oh, really? That's what your dad was like? That's kind of too bad. Oh, those are the very negative results of what your dad's like? Oh, that's really too bad. Shit. So I would say come up with some questions that don't involve emotions. You know, what's your favorite color of marker? What's your favorite scent of marker? Do you want to get fucked up down by the old river?
Dear Snowman, what's the best pickup line that you can think of? From Joey.
Joey, I assume you're talking about stuff like, you know, oh, those fucking pants must be made out of glass because I can, you know, see your entire vagina within them. Or, I don't know. Clearly, I don't really know a lot about these pickup lines. I don't know if those really work. The plus is if it does work, you're in great shape and you put no effort if you just put them all on business cards and then did them like that. So probably the best pickup line is, can I buy you a drink? Because if the answer is no, if someone won't even let you buy them a drink, there's no fucking way it's going to happen. No way in hell. But if they will, hey, maybe someone will make a very poor decision and go home with you, Joey. Also, start going by Joe. All right? Joey is a baby kangaroo, not a man who buys a drink.
Dear Snowman, why is my dad denying his German heritage? Basically, my dad's mom is German and his dad is British. When I filled out a form for the doctor today, it asked me to put my ethnic origin, which I normally put black African, my mother, and white British, my dad. When I asked my dad what he put down for ethnic origin, he said white British, and I said, aren't you white British and German, Dad? and he got angry at me, and he told me not to question him. From Kathy.
I have to say, when you have a German father, the phrase, do not question me, must sound very awful.
Do not question me. I'm German, okay?
But if your mom's a black African lady, which kind of makes no sense in terms of my first thought of, well, obviously he burned a bunch of Jewish people. But maybe what he's doing is hiding in plain sight. You know what I mean? What's the ultimate cover for a Nazi? Black wife. It's obvious.
Dear Snowman, is this age difference too much? I'm a girl, born 1994, and there's this really hot guy, but unfortunately born 1998. But he's really nom nom nom, and he is very interested in me, and we are great friends. Is it too much? From Jane.
Hang on a second here. Let me do some math. 1994. So you could be 18. So is the 4-year age difference too much? Well, I guess that depends. If you're 18 and he's 14, probably. I don't think you're going to be very satisfied with his dick as the relationship progresses. However, if you're 18 and he's 22, the dick will probably be satisfactory. However, the thing is, a 22-year-old who's dating an 18-year-old is not real cool. I mean, he's cool to you, and he can get you booze, and he absolutely will. But I'd be careful. Don't give your heart away just yet, okay? Save that.
Dear Snowman, I'm going to court tomorrow because of egging. It's my first offense, and it happened on Halloween. I'm scared that maybe I might go to jail or something. I'm only 15, and I threw an egg at a moving car and hit the windshield. What do you think's gonna happen? From Steve.
It's funny because I didn't know people were doing that kind of shit anymore just because I stopped doing it, so I kind of assumed everyone stopped doing it. But I did go to the fucking grocery store on Halloween and all the eggs were gone. You know, and I thought, I don't know, maybe they just put them all in the back because the store is run by some crazy old man who's like, fuck that, we're not going to provide these assholes with eggs. I guess I should have checked to see if there was toilet paper and shaving cream. But it's like, why can they take away everything at the store that a man's man needs? Shaving products, eggs for his breakfast, and toilet paper so he can take a dump. How is that supposed to work? So just because some kids are assholes, I can't go through my lumberjack breakfast and taking a shit and shaving?
Dear Snowman, what are at least 3 questions you could ask a girl to make conversation? From Cheesy.
3 questions to make that actually fits in with that other. Well, I just got a call that my grandma has shingles. So I think that's on my mind. So I would probably ask what the girl knew about shingles. I'm kind of wondering, is that like a send her a card level or flowers level? Or is this like you need to come visit your grandma because, you know, much like a roof, once the shingles are done, it's kind of in trouble. So ask about that. Other diseases you can ask about. I'd ask how she feels about genital warts and then imply that 90% of people have them, which is true. See how she takes that. Now, this is me, so maybe that's not as applicable to you. And then I would just say, how do you feel about picking up the check?
Dear Snowman, I've noticed that at my school, the guys go for the girls that have long, curly hair and wear a lot of clothes that show a lot of skin. Why do they like this in a girl since most of the girls that are like that are other sluts? The guys seem scared of me because I'm in self-defense, but some still flirt. I have medium-length red hair, green eyes, and I don't wear clothes that show a lot of skin. Mainly pants, skinny jeans, flip-flops, or tennis shoes, a tight shirt, and a hoodie over it. Why do they flirt with me, yet go for the other girls? From Emma.
Emma, you're very obsessed with all the wrong things, okay? You keep describing the hair and the eyes, but I promise you, the hair and the eyes are like feature number 5-ish. I mean, the only reason they're even noticed is because they are attached to the head, which is where most of the, you know, action is happening on a human person. I would say quit the self-defense. Not because guys are scared of you defending yourself, but because it probably doesn't expose you to cool people.
Dear Snowman, okay, so I basically met a person online, a social networking site online. We've chatted a lot and cammed. I would never ever meet someone from the internet, and he lives in a different country anyways, although it is close by. But is it possible to fall in love online? From Mary.
So you're asking me if it's possible to be in love exclusively online, never meeting in person, I would ask you, why? I mean, okay, yes, I suppose it's possible, but wouldn't that be like saying, isn't it possible for me to be completely satisfied sexually by pornography online? Sort of, but no. It won't be as satisfying, and you won't be very good at relating to other humans. Because when you tell people about your person you're with, and then you start using the word camming, they're going to blow you off big time. Don't use the word camming, and don't call this person your boyfriend, okay?
Dear Snowman, alright, so I have a weak bladder and I have to go to the toilet a lot. Me and my boyfriend are hanging out all day for the first time tomorrow. I'm afraid I'm going to have to go to the bathroom 6 or 7 times if we hang out all day. I just have this vision of us getting close to kiss and it's going to be awkward if I'm like, I have to go to the bathroom. What if that happens several times? And I'm the type of person, unfortunately, who can barely hold it. Like if my bladder's the least bit full, I'll feel uncomfortable and won't be able to enjoy my date. What should I do? And to make things worse, it's at his house and his bathroom is right next to his room, and I don't want him to hear me go. I also don't even want him to think that I'm urinating, because that's gross and embarrassing. I'd rather have him think I'm putting on, like, makeup or something. From Marley.
I can't believe you're one of those girls who pees. Based on the pornography I've perused, 1 out of every 4 things, so 1 out of every 4 guys, is into pee. So just find a guy who's into pee, you'll be like a dream woman, because you're an endless fountain of pee.
Dear Snowman, is it okay to make out when you're on your period without getting fingered or anything? I'm just worried because my boyfriend grabs my butt, and if the pad gets messed up, how do you avoid that? From Bree.
I'm a little confused. So is it okay? Okay, first part of the question, yes, it's okay to make out without getting fingered. I don't know who your makeout partners have been, but I think they may have lied to you about what this all entails, because it doesn't have to be like, well, in order for my lips to touch you, I have to finger you. Now, is he fingering your butt, or he grabs your butt while he's fingering you, and you're worried it'll mess up your pad? Here's the thing. Just tell him that there's a pad, and consider not wearing a pad. You know, as a guy who doesn't have to pick either, it's hard to say that, but I think he'll ultimately be happier not wearing what's essentially a diaper of thong. And just switching to tampons.
Dear Snowman, is an 8-year age gap wrong at the age of 15? From Megan.
Well, yes. Because perhaps you're talking about someone who's, what, 23? That 23 and 15? That's crazy. Yes, unless the guy is, you know, there was a Down syndrome kid at our school who they did let play high school football. Despite being, you know, 5 years outside of the legal age or whatever. So I guess for him, it would be, if we're talking about a retarded kid named Gabe, then go for it, because apparently the rules don't apply. None of the age rules, anyway. If you're 15 and the kid is 7, I don't know, man. I don't think he's going to be able to really understand your issues and that kind of thing. And if you're looking for, like, finger/makeout like the previous person, which I assume you're not because you're 15 and not 18, you're going to be real disappointed.
Dear Snowman, I'm a 13-year-old girl and my dad drinks a lot, but I choose to live with him because I love him. 2 weeks ago, me and dad were fighting. He always carries a pocket knife. I don't know what happened. The next thing I remember, my right side of my stomach was bleeding. I can't believe he did that. I just came back from the hospital and I'm going to live with my mom. My dad is going to go to jail. The police said he was high, but he never takes drugs. He said he's sorry, but I don't know if I should forgive him. What do you think? From Lova.
Do I think you should forgive your dad for stabbing you? No, I don't think you... A stabber is a dangerous person, all right? If your dad slapped you across the face, I don't know. No, but if he stabbed you, abso-fucking-lutely not. Okay? With a knife? It wasn't even he just had, okay, we've all stabbed our daughter, you know, in the cheek with a pencil, and it went through, but we didn't have to go to the hospital. But to stab your daughter with a knife is pretty far to go.
Dear Snowman, what do you say when your boyfriend says he wants to be with you forever? I'm 14 and my boyfriend is 15. He says he'll love me forever and wants to be with me for the rest of his life. What do I do? I love him, but you just never know what'll happen in the future. From Ashley.
I know what'll happen in the future. He'll change his fucking mind. Don't worry. I would say just go about, when you're 14, your relationship, just go, don't be honest. Honesty isn't necessary until you actually need to make it last. Just fucking be like, oh, I want to be with you forever too. Then he'll feel good, and then eventually he'll get enough self-esteem that he'll be ready to move on to, you know, someone who's a half step above you. Or a half step below, but, you know, different. So I would just say go for it, man. Who cares? Just pretend you're in love, and you will be. Fake it till you make it, and then get your heart broken. That's probably the advice.
Dear Snowman, I have a problem. Most of the time when I text my girlfriend, she ignores it for like a day or longer and then replies back. But sometimes she doesn't reply back at all. At other times, when she texts me, we'll begin to reply quickly to each other and the conversation flows, but this whole process of ignoring me would start over again. By the way, she is never busy. She stays home a lot and watches TV. Why does she do this? From Martin.
Can we stop with the relationship texting, okay? Texting was made so you could say a message to someone or ask them a quick question, but not have a conversation. So if you want to have a conversation with her, fucking call her, okay? If you want to text, text, and don't worry about when she gets back to you or not. If it's important, you'll call, and if it's not, you'll text. I feel like people are getting real excited about this texting thing without understanding that it's complete bullshit and it puts all the onus on somebody else.
Dear Snowman, so why do guys get jealous when their girlfriends hang out with guy friends? And when the boyfriend hangs out with his girlfriends, she doesn't get jealous, but he tries to get her jealous. Guys seem to be like that, and I want to know why. From Horsey.
Because every guy friend wants to finger his female friend through her maxi pad. Secretly, or not secretly. That's the problem, I think, is it's usually not quite secret enough. And so then your boyfriend gets really frustrated. Because your boyfriend feels like, respectfully, your male friends should keep a safe distance and not even make those overtures. You know, they should at least pretend that they don't want to mash their finger into that crazy pad and poke it through like a fucking, you know, a magician poking a cloth through his fist or something like that. Just pretend.
Dear Snowman, how do I make my boyfriend obsess over me? From Vanessa.
So what you want is your boyfriend to obsess over you. Say, stand outside your house, topless, hitting his chest and yelling at you. Is that kind of what you're looking for? I don't know. I mean, I guess however you attracted him in the first place, do more of it. I feel like you're trying to manufacture a crazy person. I think what you really need to do is dump this boyfriend and just start dating someone who's already obsessed with you, you know. Or don't date them. If you date them, really the obsession part is over, because now you're dating. What seems crazy when you're just obsessing over someone, you know, like writing them long letters and cards and sending them cards on their birthday, which you shouldn't even know the day of? Oh, all of a sudden, if you're dating, that's okay. But if you're just obsessing over someone, it's weird and scary.
Dear Snowman, is this a good conversation starter? Hey, cutie. What are good conversation starters? From Ivan.
Nope. Ivan, guessing by your name and your prowess, I'm guessing that you're asking for these conversation starters because you want to write emails pretending to be Russian ladies that want to have dates with me. So you want to start with, hey, cutie, I'm a 34 triple F who is young and just smart enough to write this email, but not smart enough to escape Russia. You know, I'm smart enough to want to get out of Russia, but not smart enough to find any other way other than being the girlfriend of just some fucking guy. So in that case, you know what? Hey, cutie is fine. I would probably start with something like, hey, sweetheart. Hey, lover. Help me, dear God. I'm in Russia.
Dear Snowman, how long should I wait to say I love you? I've been dating this guy for a little over a month, but we've been best friends for 3 years. I really like him a lot, and we have spent time talking about our future and our relationship. We hung out the other day, and I really wanted to say it, but I also really want him to say it first. I don't know what to do. Please help me. From Izzy.
Oh my God, kill yourself. I want him to say it first. Well, maybe he doesn't feel it first. But you know what? If you want him to say it, you're going to maybe have to say it first. And maybe have to live with the fact that he doesn't feel it. I think he'll say it if he feels it, to be honest. If you let him, you know, finger you on your period, as we discussed earlier. I don't know. Just say it if you think it. Just say it and see what he says. What are you going to do? Waste your fucking life waiting for him to say it? And then he doesn't even like you at all? He's like, oh, well, funny thing. And no one ever says that. Oh, I don't love you. They just go, oh, I love you. And think in their head, oh, shit.
Dear Snowman, I'm going to attract a gorgeous white woman by giving her delicious curry. Is it going to work? From Viven.
Attract a white woman by giving her delicious curry. No. No, I don't think that's going to work. I've never heard a white woman say, you know what I like? Curry. That's my favorite thing about Indian men. To be fair, I've never heard what their favorite thing about Indian men is, though. So, for all I know, curry is the favorite thing about Indian men. No, I don't think curry is the way to go, my friend. Not for a white woman. I would say, without getting racist, either money or just pretend you're black. That kind of covers the two ends of the spectrum there. And for everything in the middle, just be half black and have half money.
Dear Snowman, how do I break up with my girlfriend mutually? Today I told my girlfriend of 1 year I want to break up, and after hours and hours of talking, I took her back because she was saying how I'm the only person she has. She was saying there's no one else in the world. She even mentioned suicide. I don't want to sound like an arrogant asshole, but she is deeply in love with me. From Gabe.
God damn, I want to do that so bad. The next time someone breaks up with me, I'm trying that. You'd be like, I just want you to know, if you do break up with me, I am going to kill myself. Like, immediately, and I will leave a note that says it's your fault. Rather than kill myself, what I'd like is for us to be in a relationship where we know we're only together because you care about me just enough as a human for me to not end my life. And I think that'll last a good year, 6 months to a year. But then it's going to be a real downer when we get to the point where she's like, you know what? I don't care if you die enough to stay with you.
Dear Snowman, why does my boyfriend only kiss me quick? From Lauren.
Why does my boyfriend only kiss me quick? Judging by your grammar, it's because your teeth are really terrible. That would be my guess, so he doesn't want you to open your mouth. I don't know. I mean, kissing is kind of a mutual thing, right? So can't you put some controls on that? Can't you kiss him slow? Slow kiss? Make out? Maybe it's because you're not letting him touch your butt. That seemed to work for that other lady. Just hold his head. Grab his head by the back of his head and hold his head. You can take charge. Ladies, take back the night. We own the night. Kiss. Hold his head. Force him to not kiss you quick. Enough with the quick kiss. You're not on the fucking cam at the hockey game, okay? The kiss cam. You're in real life. It's time for long kiss.
Dear Snowman, what would you think of a 16-year-old dating a 40-year-old? From Panda.
I would first think hilarious. I'd love to have you both on this show and ask you a lot of questions. Mostly about his balls, because I'm curious about that, being, you know, potential 40-year-old man at some point myself. I'd be really curious how you met. I'm going to assume he works at some kind of place that seems cool to a 16-year-old, but is really horrible. Perhaps some kind of a record store. Maybe he's like the hottest guy at fucking the Best Buy, and he sold you a dented metal encased complete series of, I don't know, what do 16-year-old girls watch? I have no fucking idea. SpongeBob? Fuck that. He sold you something cheap, and now you want to do him.
Dear Snowman, I can't orgasm because my boyfriend has a small penis. He's 4 inches erect. I can't and never experienced an orgasm with him, and he's my first sexual partner. He's apparently experienced. We've been together for 6 months now. What do I do? He gets down when he asks, did I make you come? And I say, no. Any ideas? from pie.
I told you not to write into this show, you fucking bitch. Now you're exposing all of our business to the world. 4 inches is small, but I don't think it's... let's not go micropenis territory, okay? I bet it's fairly close to the average. So you're probably going to have to figure something else out. You can jam a dildo in there. Sometimes you need a little vibe action on the top. Maybe you should just have him and a friend come. Does he have hands with fingers? That could help too.
Dear Snowman, what's your opinion on fingering a girl on her period? From Coco.
There's so much stuff down there. So many things going on. And I don't think I would know if it was dark and you didn't tell me. And it was just my hand. I would just assume that, you know, you were very aroused. And perhaps that, you know, I had let steak defrost on my desk for some reason, and that would account for the odor. I don't know. It's fine. I don't see what the big deal is. Like, look, if a lady will suck your dick and there's pee and cum coming out of there, I mean, come on. Let's man up. If, I don't know, going down on a lady on her period, what are you going to do? It's all the same. You're just going to fucking die. It's not going to kill you to get blood on your face. If you've ever cut your face, you've basically done the same thing. Grow the fuck up.
Dear Snowman, I had a navy blue thermal on and this Dominican lady was checking me out today. What was that all about? From Phil.
Oh, those Dominicans and their love of navy blue thermals. Phil, I don't know. How did you know she was Dominican? I'm not even sure what a Dominican lady looks like. Nor would I know where their country is from. So, I don't know, you must just be attractive to Dominicans. Which is probably not the best, because I assume that that country is very small. Because it's a republic. Which to me makes it sound very small. Although we stand to a republic, and ours is very large. But Dominican, I would assume, I don't know. Is that racist? I'm going to say it's racist if you do assume she was Dominican. Just because she saw you in a blue thermal and liked it doesn't mean she's Dominican, just because we all know that's the stereotype of what we're into, Bill.
Dear Snowman, what does it mean when my boyfriend says he loves me, but he's not in love with me yet? From Amanda.
Oh, that's simple. It means he doesn't love you. I mean, I love, you know, the lady who gave me extra pulled pork on my sandwich and looked like she was bleeding from her nipple. I love her because she gave me extra pulled pork, okay? But I'm not in love with her because I wouldn't tolerate her living in my home, you know, or I wouldn't necessarily want to take her out on a date. Maybe. Maybe if she continued to give me pork in that way and, you know, could control her nipple bleeding just on the one side problem, or start bleeding from the other nipple and even it out, because we all know that people are attracted to symmetry, maybe then I could be in love with her. But loving something is, I don't know, you can love anything, but you can't be in love with anything. It's a very weird mix.
Dear Snowman, how important are STDs to you when it comes to romantic encounters? From Kyle.
Very important. You know, this is a call out to anyone who's, decided by this point what a good mate I would be. You better have at least a couple. I mean, I consider STDs to be the sushi of life. You know, where if you can go to a sushi place and eat California rolls all day, but you haven't really experienced the, mixed bag that is life. You have to try a crab thing. You have to try something that's made out of fucking, you know, mashed up butterflies. You have to try the one that's just a piece of raw shrimp just on top of a little pillow of rice, just because they want to see if you'll fucking do it. They're all standing behind the counter like, is he going to really eat that shit?
Dear Snowman, men love to watch videos of lesbians, but why don't women like videos of gay men? Lesbian-themed videos are very popular with males, and most lesbian videos are purchased by men. Lesbians themselves only purchase a small amount. Ladies, if you like hot men, why doesn't it turn you on to see two hot men banging each other? Isn't that kind of like double the fun? Why not? From Strauss.
I actually have a question about gay porn, having not watched much myself. I've seen a lot of, you know, what's purported to be amateur kind of stuff. And a lot of it, the rooms that they take their shots in are fucking pigsties. There's crap all over the floor. There's laundry everywhere. There's always like an electric cord running across the entire room. Clean up your fucking room before you shoot an amateur porn of yourself, for God's sake. So I wonder if gay people, having the stereotype of being tidy, do a better job of that. That would help me. That'd be a start, at least.
Dear Snowman, so on Facebook, there's a very beautiful girl, like extremely gorgeous. I've chatted her before a couple of times, and she always leaves in the middle of our conversations. I really want to talk to her without seeming needy or creepy. Any tips? From Andrew.
Yeah, stop Facebook chatting her, okay? The great thing about Facebook chat is you can just get off it and walk away. And what's someone going to do? You know, if they say, oh, why'd you stop Facebook chatting me? You could be like, well, because Facebook chat is fucking stupid and pointless. And so when you're asking me, you're trying to get to those deep questions about how I've been emotionally hurt. And then I say, eh, screw that. I'm going to watch the X-Files, okay? But then when I meet you, I don't say, oh, I watched the X-Files. I say, oh, you know what? Fucking Comcast, man. My internet is in and out. You wouldn't fucking believe it. So, you know, I just ended the conversation that way and blamed it on Comcast.
Dear Snowman, how would you want a girl to grind on you? So when I'm drunk, I kind of grind, but I want to know if I'm doing it right. How would you want a girl to grind on you? From Haha.
If we're talking about, I think if I understand right, grinding, based on what I saw on The Grind on MTV, which was just, you know, I guess they should have just called the masturbation hour on MTV, because that's all that I could see of a purpose for it. Grinding is where you stand and put your butt on someone and then move your butt around on them on a surface, you know, kind of like imagining your butt was a rag and the guy is a bar top and you're just cleaning it off for hours. I don't think there's a wrong way to do that. As long as you're not knocking the guy over or something, if he's holding on to you for support, then you're doing it wrong. But other than that, go fucking nuts. No one cares.
Dear Snowman, why do guys stare but not smile? From Confused.
Because we're not happy. We just want to aggressively look at you, and we don't want to convey that we're happy about it. It's just the way it is, I'm afraid. I don't know. I don't know how to stop that. It is scary. Like, I was at the gym, and I was thinking, it must suck to be a girl at the gym. It's very predatory feeling. I can feel it in the air, even, you know, in my see-through crotch sweats. When I know I'm not getting looked at, I'm like, Jesus fucking Christ. Like, when a girl's in there, the entire timber of the room changes. It's very different. I don't know. You're just going to have to get used to it. And if they don't smile, they're probably assholes. But maybe they're not. I don't know. I would say try and sleep with, you know, 10 or 15 of them and see what happens and then make a judgment there. Don't judge just because they look mean to you.
Dear Snowman, I'm dating a girl named Elizabeth, but everyone calls her Liz, and so my name is Charlie, and the other day she said she was going to make a nickname for me, and she said it's going to be Charlie Bear. And so I just said, all right, and I'll think of one for you, but I can't think of one. Any suggestions? From Charlie.
Charlie Bear. That is very adorable. Well, I'm sure that won't be at all annoying for everyone around you. I'm sure that everyone will accept that and give you the proper respect you deserve once people are calling you Charlie Bear. The problem with being called Charlie Bear is when you break up with this woman, because, you know, the nickname you come up with is going to be like, her name's Elizabeth, Lizard Breath, Lizard Head, Lizard Tongue, My Lizard, Lesbian, so on. When you break up, people are still going to remember that, and they'll be like, hey, remember that girl who called you Charlie Bear all the time? That was fucked up, man.
Dear Snowman, I've been dating my girlfriend for about 2 months now. A couple of weeks ago, she said her two closest friends, one of which is a guy, were all hanging out when the topic of penis size came up. I'm not sure what all was said, but someone dares the guy to prove his size, and he does. And apparently my girlfriend helped measure his width somehow. She says she's seen him before and that it wasn't sexual, so I shouldn't be pissed. But he was hard. And I'm not sure how I feel. Part of me thinks it's wrong and part of me is totally jealous because she's obviously impressed. Just wanted some outside feedback, I guess. From Plink.
Oh, buddy. Listen, if your girlfriend measured a penis and it was hard, and she measured the width, not the length. Would that mean, I mean, that involves touching the penis, right? I don't know how you measure the width, and I don't really know what a good circumference is. I don't have a very good visual mind that way. But you know what? Yeah, that's fucking, I don't know, tell her to measure the distance from your house to hers and to go home.
Dear Snowman, would you be okay if your boyfriend or girlfriend of 2 years ignored you for a week, not see you, and barely texted or called? For a week because their family came into town. From Anna.
Yeah. Here's the thing. These families can kill a relationship, man. They're fucked up sometimes. You know, I had this girlfriend in high school, and she had a family. And that was terrible. And then my next girlfriend had... All of my girlfriends have had families, you know? And it fucks things up big time. Because then you gotta do holidays. Oh, and you gotta be, you know, you gotta pretend that you're okay with a kid just running around destroying everything in a home. Because you're like, oh, it's a kid. This is your family. This is good. You guys have all made good decisions, and I really like this. So yeah, it's fine, because that means you don't have to deal with that. So either she's ashamed of you or them, and either way is just fine.
Dear Snowman, is there anywhere that gives away large condoms for free? I'm on looking on the internet. I tried eBay, but they're $1.19. From Evan.
Oh, poor Evan. You can't get free large condoms. Listen, if your biggest problem, is that you can't get large condoms for free, no one's going to feel bad for you. So don't ask that kind of question. Plus, I've seen like a regular size condom. In a horrible turn of events, my father once blew up a condom in the way one would blow up a balloon. And it was the size that if you struck someone with a penis that size, they would die. It was larger than a base. You could put a baseball bat in a regular condom. So, I don't know. Either just fucking deal with the one being tight or just pay. That's the price you pay, literally.
Dear Snowman, what's your favorite part on a girl's body? I personally love a guy's eyes and then his arms. From Green Eyed Girl.
That's funny, because I go arms and then eyes. The best part of a girl is her brain. Her beautiful brain. Once you remove it from the skull and you mount it in a jar, you see all the folds? It depends on the girl. There's the best part of every girl, you know what I mean? Sometimes it's her butt. Other times it's something besides the butt, I'm sure. I'm sure there's other parts out there that people are evaluating. I wouldn't know about those parts. But I do know about the butt, and sometimes it is the butt. I do know that it's rarely the arms. You'd have to have, you know, completely... I don't know, I guess if your arms were chopped off, that would be the worst part. Or possibly the best, just in another zone.
Dear Snowman, females often complain about no orgasm because the guys finish too soon. But I never seem to have a problem with that. Me and my boyfriend always reach around the same time, and it doesn't take that long. Like, it's not quick, but not the long, drawn-out time most females claim in order to reach their peak. I guess my question is just, am I the only satisfiable woman out there, or am I just talking to the wrong women? From Speedy.
Yep.
Dear Snowman, I need some advice on anal sex. I've been wanting to try it because my boyfriend wants to, and so do I. We kinda tried it once, but it hurt so bad I jerked away before he could really get in. I'm not really meaning for this to be a joke or anything, but I want to try it. Does anyone have any tips on making it hurt less? positions or a better kind of foreplay? From Riley.
Yeah, if I can make an analogy, if you're nailing nails into a really hard wood, what you want to do is drill what they call pilot holes. So you get a very small drill bit, and you drill a straight hole into the wood, and then you hammer the larger nail or, you know, screw in the screw into that hole you made. Because what that does, it kind of gives a straight line for the screw or the nail to go in. But you sort of start with a smaller size, and then you graduate to a larger size. So what I'm saying is, get a drill, put a drill bit in it, crank that fucker and put it in your ass, and then go penis.
Dear Snowman, do guys secretly like that one girl that no one really knows about? I don't mean like emo or goth, but just that girl that no one really knows about. She's friends with people, but never goes to parties. No one's ever hooked up with her. No guy really knows anything about her, but she's pretty. Like the jocks in high school? They normally go for the popular girls and kind of date the same girls in their groups. You ever think they wonder about the mystery girl? Like they find her really attractive, but they won't talk to her? From Light.
Yeah, I mean, I think that we like that person in the way that we like Santa, because Santa is not fucking real, no matter how many movies are made to make us think Santa is real. Yeah, I would have had sex with Lindsay Lohan in Mean Girls, despite the fact that she was, you know, dressed a little dumpy. That doesn't really bother me. If there was the hottest babe in the world and she was in overalls every day, believe me, I'd get over it. But it's just not real. So no, you're ugly. I'm sorry, but you're ugly.
Dear Snowman, okay, so I used to be able to get girlfriends in a few weeks, and then the high school year ended. Over summer, I got one girlfriend. We lasted almost all summer until I realized I was going to transfer schools. Now I try using the same things I used last year to get a girlfriend, but it doesn't work. Maybe I'm off my game, or that stuff just got old and I might need new stuff. My question is, how can I hit on a girl without taking it too fast? Some examples and ideas, please? Thank you so much. From Brian.
Brian, just convince your parents to get a hot tub. That's all it takes when you're in high school, I'm telling you. If you can convince your parents to have A, hot tub, and B, jobs where they're not in town, you'll do great. Because the hot tub party will be at your home. And so you'll always get, you know, if nothing else, a cast off or two from someone who actually is, you know, personable or attractive. It's really simple. I mean, it's a simple thing a parent can do to help their child.
Dear Snowman, so I'm a junior in high school. My boyfriend never tries to hold my hand at school. When we go out to movies or dinner, he does it, but never at school. Should I just try and take his hand at school or wait for him to initiate it? By the way, we've only been dating a few weeks. From Lisa.
Do you have like one of those lobster hands? You know what I'm talking about? I knew these people. And they had those hands where they had a thumb and then just two fingers that kind of looked like, you know, four fingers had been molded into two fingers and they just sort of had a claw instead of a regular hand. Do you have one of those? Because maybe that's why. I don't know. That would weird me out or something. So if I had a movie or something to distract me, maybe I could hold that hand and not think about it too much. But otherwise, I don't know, man. That's a pretty tall order to ignore lobster hands. Maybe wear a glove with shit in the fingers to make it seem real at school. A dark black leather glove.
Dear Snowman, have any weird guys kept coming into the place where you work to see you and talk to you? You know, like guys who are just making you uncomfortable and acting forward coming to where you work to socialize with you or whatever they try doing? From Belle.
You know, a guy just got banned from my workplace for propositioning male employees. Basically, he'd be like, hey, what do you say? You know, give you a fucking blowjob. How about it? And then he got banned. Which, I don't know, I have mixed feelings about. I think you're allowed to ask one time, you know, if you can orally assault someone. And then if they say no, you move on. But if you just start with that line and people say no, I don't think that's a ban-worthy offense. Now, maybe he was repeatedly offering these oral favors, which is a little much. But again, he's not saying, how about I hold you at gunpoint and make you blow me? He's saying, eh.
Dear Snowman, would you forget about a gorgeous woman if she didn't have a Facebook? It's a dumb question, but let's say you always used to notice the most beautiful girl in your school. Once she graduates, would having a Facebook be essential in making you remember her? From Jonesy.
I can, you know, I can remember things that are not on Facebook. Is that what you're asking me, kind of? I can masturbate to memory. And unfortunately, all of the sex I've had is not on Facebook. God knows they have the storage capacity, because that's only about 40 minutes of fucking streaming video. Hopefully low quality, so you can't see, you know, my faces and whatnot. But, yeah. No, I don't think the Facebook really matters. In fact, if there was someone I was really into and they didn't have a Facebook, that would be even better. Because I wouldn't have to worry about, like, oh, everything that happened before is on online record? Fantastic. I'll look at that all night.
Dear Snowman, I have a huge problem. I'm addicted to watching porn and I can't stop. How do I stop? My wife left me 7 days ago for a way younger guy, and that's all I have, and I want to stop. From Prawn.
The thing is about masturbating and porn, it's like booze, alright? You know how they say, don't drink to forget, drink to remember, or something like that? I say beat off to remember? No, I don't know, that doesn't really apply. But the point is, beat off in happiness. Not because you're angry or frustrated or sad. A sad beat-off is horrible. It's like crying while eating a delicious hamburger. Everything is just sort of tainted. You want to beat off in pleasure and pride and happiness and the beauty of watching a woman wrestle a woman down and then force her entire fist inside of her. You know what I mean? Not because you're sad about your wife.
Dear Snowman, do massages mean anything? Best? Tia.
Sort of. It depends how old you are. It's kind of a, I guess people see a massage as sort of a forerunner to sex, a foreplay, if you will. Which I don't care for, because the massage never involves massaging parts that I am involved in sex, you know? It always involves, like that other girl said, she likes arms, you know? So they'll massage your arms or something, and it's like, oh, well. Yeah, no, if my arms felt as good as a penis, a very long and weird-looking penis, that would be great. But it doesn't, so I don't care. But, you know, they said eyes are great. I wouldn't really want an eye massage, either. But yeah, I mean, if you're giving someone a massage, that means something. At least they let you put your repulsive hands on them, so that's a start. If they gave you a massage, that's a good sign.
Dear Snowman, how long should it be till I ask my girlfriend to marry me? From Dylan.
Dylan, I don't know. I would wait a long time. As long as possible, really. Going from my personal experience, what you want to do is you wait a really long time until you're pretty sure that she wants you to ask her to marry her. And then you still don't. You wait even longer, and then she'll break up with you. Okay? Now, this is not just a ruse to get you to ask her to marry her. This is for real breakup. Then you spend a lot of long, lonely nights thinking about your life. And then you think about how the best part of your life is gone and how, oh fuck, you should have made a commitment a little earlier. Then you think about, well, maybe it'll come again. Then you think about, well, maybe it won't. And then is when you should start thinking about asking her to marry you after she's way moved on.
Dear Snowman, I fell in love with this girl. She's the first girl I ever fell in love with. We talked about never leaving each other and being together forever. But I feel like I'm losing my feeling for her, but I don't want to lose her. I'm the only thing in her life that makes her happy. She tells me and she makes me feel amazing and always makes me happy. But now I feel like I'm losing feelings for her. What should I do? From Tony.
Well, Tony, there's one way you can keep her forever and move on. Kill her and dump her in the dump under a bunch of garbage. Put her in chop her up and put her in a file cabinet. Lock the drawers and take it to the dump. And cut holes in it, small holes, so that vermin can get inside to eat her flesh and destroy the evidence and liquids and whatnot. That's important as well. And, you know, try to get to the dump in a car that no one will identify with you, if that's possible. Go during normal hours, not in the dead of night.
Dear Snowman, a few weeks ago, my boyfriend bought me a phone upgrade as a late Christmas present. I decided to upgrade my phone to the iPhone. Ever since, my boyfriend is putting me down because he hates Apple products with a passion. He even upgraded his phone to a Windows phone just to prove how much he hates Apple. He always tells me that the phone was a waste of money and that Apple products are a ripoff. I've never owned a Mac computer or anything, I just like the phone. My boyfriend's constantly putting me down and insulting my phone, and it's getting annoying. What can I do about this, considering he bought me the phone? From Blair.
I don't know, blow up his car? I would say the best thing you could do is smash both phones. In a rage. I don't know, fuck that guy. He's pissed off at you because you have a shitty phone. I mean, I'd get pissed off at a girlfriend because she had a shitty phone, because it would cut out in the middle of me trying to have an epic argument with her that I'd never wanted to end, because the only thing I enjoy is conflict. But as far as just what the form of the phone is, that's pretty irrelevant.
Dear Snowman, do girls still kiss on a pity date? From Hank.
Hank, it doesn't matter. Because you know what? I've heard of a term called pity fuck. Okay? So that means, and I would think in order to lead up to a pity fuck, you would have to go on a pity yes, a pity date, a pity let's let you pay for dinner / go Dutch on dinner, probably. A pity, sure, we could drive around to a park or some horrible place that I don't actually want to go, but, you know, I just don't have the heart to say no. A pity, yeah, let's go to your house, even though I kind of know where it's going. I mean, I don't know, is there any kind of first date besides a pity date? I'm sure there is, but God knows I've never experienced it. So that's a question outside my experience, I'm afraid, but just go with it.
Dear Snowman, okay, look, whenever I sit down, my penis immediately starts to erect, and it stays erected for a long time. I try to think of something to stop it, but it just stays hard. It's erecting right now as I'm typing. I won't lie, I jack off sometimes, but I still get pussy. Please tell me how to stop it from staying hard. From you.
So your plans to stop your penis from getting hard are to jerk it off and have sex. Well, yeah, that'll make your penis not hard immediately after. But then you have all these thoughts of jerking off and sex, and that's what's going to make it hard all the time. The answer is whiskey, my friend. If you have enough whiskey, nothing on your body will be hard. Your vision goes soft, your voice goes soft, you have no control over anything. All you can do is lay in a lump on a bed and ask for reassurance that someone loves you. You won't be worried about it. And even if you have a boner, you won't even fucking know, man. It doesn't matter anymore.
Dear Snowman, a few nights ago I let my boyfriend touch my boobs for the first time under my bra, and I liked it, and I want him to do it again, but I don't want it to turn into sex. What should I do? From Dinah.
It doesn't have to turn to sex. Here's the thing. Assuming your boobs are not gross, warped, weird boobs, that should be enough for the time being, right? If that's a big deal for you and him. Just let him know you like the boob touching. You would like the boob touching to continue and perhaps go, you know, to more boob touching. You're just not ready for the sex yet. Force yourselves to enjoy every step along the way. As my father once disgustingly told me, heavy petting is an important part of a relationship. It was fucking sick when he said that, and I didn't know what to say. But I think he may have been right. Enjoy the journey. Enjoy the boob touching.
Dear Snowman, I've heard that a first kiss is supposed to be something you remember for a super long time, and I want it to be perfect. But every time I stop myself from my first kiss because I guess I'm too self-conscious about my breath or something, how can I overcome this? From Jessa.
Good oral hygiene would be a start. Listen, here's what you need to do. Morning. In the morning, brush Listerine. In the afternoon, brush thoroughly. In the evening, brush, floss, brush, water pick, Listerine, okay? And you need to go, you just start going, and as soon as you spit and there's just a tiny bit of blood in the spit, that's when you're good and you move on to the next step. If there's no blood, it means you're not doing it right, okay? It's just like any sex act. If there's no blood, it's not working right.
Dear Snowman, she told me she wants to take a break for 2 weeks. First off, I didn't do anything. I'm perfect and amazing, she says, and she's a crazy girl. I know she loves me, though. She told me she'd be back and prays I let her back into my life. She She's been through a lot in her life, and I can't even post what happened to her when she was younger, but geez, that's why she's saying she's depressed and just wants to break from everyone. Anyway, should I accept it or just not deal with her anymore? From Ryan.
Ryan, breaks are bullshit, okay? You know what you take breaks from? Stuff that you don't like. You take breaks from work, because work fucking blows. You know what I don't take breaks from? Getting real loaded and eating Count Chocula while I'm taking a shit. Because I don't need a break from that, because I love it. It's the only thing that makes me feel alive. It's exhilarating. So I don't take a one-day break from that. I don't take a half-day break from that. I do it 3 times a fucking day.
Dear Snowman, my husband and I are going to Tennessee this summer with our kids. We're going to have a private renewal of vows in a beautiful rustic church while we're on vacation. My wedding dress is too big for me and I won't alter it. I don't want to wear a dress either. I was thinking about wearing a very tasteful pantsuit that I bought a few weeks ago. Would that be considered tacky? I don't know. What do you think? From Essie.
No, that's not going to work, Hillary Clinton. Okay? You're getting fucking remarried. You can wear a dress. Do you expect your husband to wear a tuxedo or a suit of some kind? Because I bet he doesn't want to wear that as his top, right? Would you let him dress as a fucking stormtrooper or Darth Vader? Because if you're just going to wear whatever the fuck you want, I don't know why you're bothering with this shit. So no, either wear a dress or just both go crazy and wear fucking jeans. Let's not do a halfway in between. You're getting fucking remarried. Make it special, for God's sake.
Dear Snowman, one of my friends really hurts my feelings sometimes. Any advice? Understanding answers only, please. They always say they're sorry, but I'm starting to wonder if they mean it because they're so quick to say they're sorry all the time. They've made me cry in the past, too. Is this friendship worth it? From Stephanie.
Oh, honey. Yeah, the thing is, your friends are going to hurt your feelings because they know the things to say about you that hurt your feelings. They're the only ones capable. But you can deal with it. It doesn't have to be horrible. From my experience, the best way to deal with friends who hurt your feelings all the time is to create a podcast and then allow them to broadcast things about you that make you sad to the entire internet and everyone you know, so that you can face them day to day and be really sad. But then everyone knows why you're sad. So that's a start, and you get too much pork that way.
Dear Snowman, I'm attracted to my cousin, but I don't know why. Maybe because of her fine body and behind. Yesterday we went to my cousin's birthday party and we sat together at the couch. She laid her head on my shoulder. We held hands. I was covering my boner with the pillow. Let's just say the opportunity arises sometime where we become sexually attracted. Should we have sex? Protected? Anal? A kiss? I don't know. I can't help it. From Jesse.
Okay, let's slow down. Should we have sex? Protected, anal, a kiss. Okay, I'm throwing unprotected sex off the list immediately. Because having a baby is a problem. But having a baby with your cousin, I mean, I think by law they force you to live in a shack and operate a still. Which is fun. But, you know, then when a bunch of itinerant, weird hillbillies move into there and start their own religious movement, that gets busted up by the...
Dear Snowman, for starters, I'm a black guy. I really, 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 I mean, I can't stress this enough, but I'm really attracted to Asian women. When I see them, I'd like to talk to them, but I'm kind of afraid because of the history that society has given us black people. I get really nervous when I'm around them. I remember talking to this one girl from China, but she said it wouldn't work because of a family not accepting people from outside of the culture. Long story short, how do I get an Asian girl to be attracted to me? And such. From Errol.
Yeah, I've heard of this, that Asian people and black people, like Asian moms, will warn their Asian children about black people or something. Which is very strange, because I didn't know that black people were taking over Asia. I didn't know that. I always thought other Asians were the main problem. You know, like, Chinese people killing Japanese people and vice versa. I don't know. Fuck them. Who cares?
Dear Snowman, I just figured out my girlfriend is incredibly religious. It prevents her from basically having fun. I knew she was religious, but not this much. WTF do I do? From Rob.
So you thought she was kind of religious. Like maybe the kind of religious where they just say like, well, I flock and drink and smoke. But, you know, I have a once a week, 1 hour commitment. Basically, like it's, you thought you had a girlfriend who went to the chiropractor, which you don't really agree with, but you're not prepared to stop her either. You're just going to let her live her life. You're just going to have to dump her. Or just pretend that you're religious too. Because then the sex is okay somehow, I think. I think that's what these youth camps are all about and that kind of thing. Meeting similarly minded people who are on the path of God, who you can then have sex with, and then you feel equally to blame. Not just like you were the one who got screwed over and tempted, but you're both horrible people going to hell. Oh God, we did it. That's another power hour down the drain, huh? Down the shitter. Well, thank you all for listening again. As always, I've been Pete. These are always the hardest shows to end because I'm so inebriated. But thank you all for coming out, listening. Keep listening. Subscribe on iTunes. Write us a fucking 5-star review on iTunes, okay? I promise it's not that hard. It takes you 2 seconds. And if you do it, it's going to make all the difference in the world. Thanks again. Beauty from the city, doll up in a dress of gold. I like them high heels, but she won't wear them no more. It's all right, I can't feel a thing. She's nothing short of perfect as she's falling to the ground. Nothing short of Armageddon's gonna slow her down. Nothing short of dying's gonna bring me any peace. But I ain't really worried, cause I can't feel a thing.